Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pistol formation, kneel down, and that's what Mason Heinschel does. And the Panthers, as the head coaches get set to shake hands, come away with a win in California. The final score, Panthers 35, Stanford 20.
In front of literal dozens of people in Palo Alto, California.
Might have been more Pitt fans. Big, big shout out to the Pitt fans that made the trip. There was a lot of blue and gold there.
Nice.
That was evident on TV too, Pat.
Yeah, especially, I mean, obviously the visitor side.
Yeah.
I couldn't really see our sideline that we were on, the home sideline, but it was very noticeable.
We will get back to the Steelers in 20 minutes, but you've got another football team in town that's contending for a playoff spot, and that's the Pitt Panthers, 24th in the initial college football playoff poll. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, Pitt, I was curious about this, is plus 1,300 to win the ACC and plus 1,400 right now to make the college football playoff. Georgia Tech plus 280, Duke plus 290, Virginia plus 350, Louisville plus 350, SMU plus 900. The reason I bring this up is I don't know why that's the case, and it has me worried about tiebreakers for Pitt. And I'm just going to admit this on the front end. Boys, I have no idea what the frig the tiebreakers are, and I was reading them yesterday, and Starkey and Pomp were live on the air trying to figure it all out. Do you have any insight on this?
I mean, Pat probably does, but I think that the odds number being high for Pitt's chances is because of the gauntlet that everybody thinks that they're going to
have to go
through.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why.
Like, that's a really good point.
Clearly, I don't think that's like rocket science, but...
Oh, you're making fun of me now?
No, I'm just making fun of myself.
Oh. Like,
that's not rocket science. That's not something that nobody didn't know.
At the same time, in terms of, you know, the ACC doesn't have a team ranked higher than 13th.
Right.
In the college football playoff poll. And if you're going to add to the profile of the conference while making your way to a championship game, Pitt has the most, they have boosters along the way, right? They can get a lot of momentum and get near that top 10. As you move forward, you beat Notre Dame. You're in the top 20, probably.
Definitely have to be.
You beat Georgia Tech, provided you know they don't stumble along the way. They lost NC State last week, and then Miami. Who knows where they're at that point in the season? They're probably still the most talented team in the league, but they have just lost their way offensively. So the standings are complex, and when you go to a 8-9 game conference schedule, no divisions, it's even more convoluted. Virginia obviously lost to NC State in a pre-scheduled non-conference game.
I love college football.
Which is just the epitome of a technicality. Pitt plays Georgia Tech head-to-head, so if they beat them, they'd be ahead of them, provided they don't lose to Miami.
Right.
Notre Dame is simply a reputational confidence mojo game. Like, mm-hmm. it's still critical.
Well,
but it's not going to affect you in the ACC race.
Let me ask you this, just since you're on that. Do you think if Pitt beats Notre Dame, beats Georgia Tech, beats Miami, doesn't play in the ACC championship, that they can get in at 10-2?
I think they would need to beat two of those three teams by double digits.
Yeah.
I think they'd need to, there need to be some style points. Like, you go out and beat Notre Dame by 14 next Saturday, that's going to make up for a lot.
Now, what would have to happen for Pitt to be out in that scenario? Louisville would have to not lose?
So the Louisville's got head-to-head on Pitt. They have one loss in the ACC. Now, Louisville's remaining schedule is as follows. They play Cal this weekend, which is not an easy game.
Mm-mm.
They play Clemson at home, and they're at SMU. So those are...
That's a tough road to hoe.
They would need them to lose a game for Louisville, and then Pitt would have to win out for Pitt not to lose that tiebreaker. The rub here, because Pitt, Georgia Tech will be handled by head-to-head, are Duke and Virginia, provided Pitt wins out, which is their only path to making the ACC championship that's you can see,
mm-hmm.
right? Duke is 4-1 in the league. They play Connecticut in non-conference game Saturday.
Oh.
Then they play UVA. They play UVA at home next Saturday at 3:30. So that game, if you're Pitt, and I could be, I'm not great at this. I'm good at it.
Nobody is great at this.
If you want Virginia to win that game.
Oh.
You want Virginia to win. Duke's with one loss. Because Virginia, after the Virginia's path outside of that, is pretty cake. I mean, they play Wake, Duke, and then they play Virginia Tech, who's looking for a coach. They play Wake this week. Now, if Wake beats them, fully possible.
Sure.
You've got an even more of a log jam. But you want Duke to have two losses.
Yeah, and then Virginia to have zero.
You want to play Virginia in that championship game.
Right.
I think Pitt's better than Virginia for what it's worth.
Otherwise, I'm struggling to see a team that Pitt's not better than. It's 17-point lead over Louisville and blew it. And I have to say this again. People keep saying, oh, they would have put Mason in earlier. Well, if a lot of things.
Sure.
We might not be here right now.
Exactly.
I think you
if
take.
If we were undefeated, the situation would have been the same situation.
I almost got my head ripped off by someone. They're like, which game would you give back? West Virginia or Louisville? Would you want to win? I said Louisville, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Give West Virginia that game.
I disagree.
Give West Virginia that game. It's a rivalry game. Things happen. Notre Dame made the playoff last year, lost to Northern Illinois. Okay, it's a rivalry game. Throw it out. We said that the week of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. Louisville's the one that's kind of still a little bit of a monkey on your back right now. It's biting at you.
But I'll say this to Doran's point. Does the Heinchel experience happen without that? I think people got to stop looking back and keep looking forward.
No, it doesn't happen. If you beat Louisville and Holstein's the starting quarterback, what do you bench in the next week?
Right, no.
There's no chance you do. So it is what it is.
And it's a good place to be.
But the game to watch if you're a Pitt fan is Duke, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And you want Virginia to win.
Do I have to watch that?
Just to watch the score, the outcome. And that game's at 3:30. Pitt plays Notre Dame at noon. So you can leave the game, celebrate a win, go to the parking lot and go listen or watch Duke, Virginia. And the winner of that game, if it's Virginia, it's pretty safe to say they're going to be in the ACC title game. They have the clearest path, although they already lost to a conference opponent and it didn't count. Duke, if they win, Duke's path is pretty easy. And they only have one loss. They play Carolina and then Wake to close the year. Carolina's, you don't know what you're going to get. Wake is playing better. I'll give them credit.
The Demon Deacons.
They're 5-3. So I think that, you know, that game in particular has a lot of implication for Pitt, in addition, obviously, to the games that Pitt plays. But I love the position they're in. You can't look back, right? You can't look in the rear view. You got to look through the windshield, and they've got an opportunity to make a lot of noise and to end this season on the uptick. Where that ends up,
Let the
chips fall, but I'll take number six going into any of these games, and this defense and Kyle Lewis, and they're going to be in some big games, and I like the chances.
Harry, when you do the show notes, you can probably just call this segment General Pitt Talk, because there's so many different things that are worth getting into. And here's a text: true freshman performing at Pitt just means that by the time they start to truly come into their own, they're playing for another program for bigger money. That's not what happened last year.
Nope. They had opportunities. I know a bunch of guys did.
They didn't lose. And when I had Eli Holstein at the time in here with Pat Narduzzi for our conversation, I believe Pat when he said at the ACC media days, we didn't lose a single player we wanted to keep. Who did they lose that they wanted to keep? Not one guy. Why would they, this year when they've been better, and you've got this quarterback, why would anybody want to leave if they're going to get paid the going rate, which they will get paid here at Pitt? So that's an area, I understand that's on the forefront of every college football fan's mind. I'm not trying to shout down the texter here, not by a long shot, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either. I mean, there's a lot of factors at play in all of these things. It's you can't ever rest on your laurels, and you know, ultimately, if it comes down to money. And that's where I feel most comfortable with this young man, honestly, is how he's rooted and who his family is and where he comes from. And listen, the kid played for Clay High School in Oregon, Ohio, and had opportunities to go to bigger schools and play where he would have gotten much more visibility and exposure. He wanted to play with his guys and take him back to the playoffs for the first time since his dad played there. And he did it. And he did that to his own detriment, frankly.
Shows loyalty.
Because he had one Power 4 offer until Michigan came calling late because they didn't know if Bryce Underwood was going to stay with him. So he stayed loyal. And he's come in here, built a brand for himself in a football town that loves the game. He is a meteor. He's a rising star. And it's been proven time and again. Like, yeah, you could go play in the SEC. You could go play in the Big Ten, which, by the way, I think is overrated with the exception of two teams. Or you could do it here. We're pro legend after pro legend has played.
You could be a god
in worse
here.
Conferences than the ACC.
Yep.
And you could make a name for yourself and play in the National Football League and win the ACC a couple times while you're doing it. Something that no quarterback's ever done. So that's my play on it. Yeah, the money is a part of it. The contracts and other components of it, trust me, I'm keenly aware of that, is all a part of it. But loyalty, legacy are still really important. And that's what we're losing in this game right now. It's a shame because there will be a lot of young men that have regrets 20 years from now because they have no loyalty. They have nowhere to call home. They have no family when it comes to their football environment because they were a hired gun and a mercenary. And ultimately, you go to the NFL, they'll chew you up and spit you out. They don't care. So I think we're good.
By the way, all those things you said, I totally agree with. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. Josh Allen went to Wyoming. Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. Dak Prescott went to Mississippi State. Jordan Love went to Utah State. You don't need to go to Ohio State or Alabama to be an NFL quarterback and a damn good one, just by the way.
Yeah, I have to give a quick shout-out before we go to break. We're going to break?
Well, I think you're giving a quick shout-out.
I got to give a quick shout-out. So I didn't have In-N-Out Burger.
Wait, can we go to break?
No. Out in Stanford. Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You had it?
I love it.
In-N-Out Burger? Crowley?
No.
So I got to give a quick shout out to our Katie Gully, Candace Blomstedt. They're our nutritionists. They tried to get like burgers for the guys on Friday and like mass order them, cater them. Couldn't do it. In-N-Out Burger is like, you got to go there and drive through and do the whole thing. They had like an army of people go to like four or five different locations to get In-N-Out Burgers for the players. And then they were able to deliver them. So shout out to them for getting it done. And good. It didn't weigh our guys down too much either. We started pretty fast in the game.
I feel like you could have given each player like seven or eight burgers. They might have been able to handle that Stanford squad.
Potentially.
Boy.
Potentially.
I was going to take some more shots at Stanford, but I have no reason
to
do that.
Beautiful campus. My goodness. It's like a different country.
California? So I've heard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bird. Bostic just said I should do ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
I think. It'd be
Thank you, Doran.
I think it'd be a great bit. It'd be great for the station. It'd be a selfless act.
Can I come too?
Why don't you do ayahuasca with Rodgers?
I don't think Aaron would agree to that.
I think he and I would get along just fine.
This isn't.
Hey, Aaron, I'll bring my laptop. We can watch
what
some videos.
What would you even talk about? Yeah, you wouldn't talk about sports.
We could do ayahuasca in the back of my van.
Rodgers, I love when you played football at Stanford.
in the SEC.
I don't think it's actually that crazy a thing. To think that, because I think Rodgers wants people to understand him. I really do. I think that's why he made the documentary with Netflix, the Rodgers Enigma, whatever it was called. I think if we pitched it to his people, hey, we want to get this out there, see what it's really like. We've got this producer who's really up for anything. He would do it. I don't think there's a 0% chance of that happening.
I would rather be Starkey.
Starkey and I are too similar in that we're scared of our own shadows. There's a 0% chance he would do it.
How about Pomp?
Now that would be something.
That would be, Aaron, this is unbelievable.
I'm tripping balls, Aaron.
Aaron, you have a hairy chest. Just like me.
Harry, would you legitimately do it if Rodgers said, hey, man, I'll do it with you?
Yes.
All right, we got to make this happen. We got to get Jeff in there next Wednesday to ask Rodgers if he'd be amenable to it. Because I would imagine.
There's no chance.
I would think Rodgers is going to do it this offseason anyhow.
Not with anybody here.
Does anybody need a Lightning more than a Harry? He would look at this as an opportunity to enlighten and grow him up.
Is it 3 days, right?
I think so. Or that was the darkness retreat. I don't know how long you're in the ayahuasca deal, the hut, with the where it's 175 degrees in there and smoke and all that.
I think I could lose two on one of those things.
If we want this to happen, I think Callis has to do it on his own and film himself doing it just so Rodgers knows that he's actually into it and it's not a bit.
So we need him to do it first.
Yeah, and then do it again with Rodgers. Like this is Harry's thing now, and he wants to learn even more.
Could Harry get credentialed down there?
At the Steelers facility? Yeah. I don't see why not.
But he could go down there and say to Aaron, hey, Mr. Rodgers, I'm very interested in this ayahuasca. Could you teach me the inner workings?
I really think he would. I think he wants people to understand his worldview or open up their own minds.
Callis, this could open up doors for you beyond. Like, this could be a career maker, buddy.
Would you feel comfortable going down and asking Rodgers if you could partake in an ayahuasca retreat?
Sure.
I love this.
Okay, so that's.
I hope he would take me seriously.
We're going to ask Jeff about this at 9:35 if he can help make it.
I think it's genius. Are you familiar with the prostate cancer research initiative that Adam's going to be doing? Did you hear about this last week?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Yes.
Blue 10 at the end?
Yes.
Prostate exam on point?
Yeah.
Spontaneous?
Yes.
Pitt, Speedo?
Yes.
Marching band leading me down the bridge?
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. Like, this is a great think tank every Thursday morning. We should call Thursday mornings a think tank.
Okay.
Think tank.
It is a think tank.
Yeah.
Brought to you by...
Brought to you by...
Dot, dot, dot. Someone make it happen.
AWS, Google. Like, we need some...
Google?
Oh, yeah. We need some, like, AI stuff.
Some big timers.
Yeah, involved.
Well, that's ironic, because AI doesn't think. It just regurgitates information.
And sometimes does show notes.
That's the irony of it, Callis. Work with me here.
I said we'll talk about the Steelers defense and the Big Ten and all those things. We haven't yet. But a texter writes in, and I think this is a good question, because I was wondering your guys' opinion on this as well. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami. Final three games for Pitt. Rank them from most difficult to least difficult. Understanding full well that they're all a challenge.
Well, I mean, it just like in every angle difficult or like actual team difficult.
Yeah.
So every angle, like situational. I think Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Miami.
Yeah, I think it's...
I think that last game of the year, I feel like we always play Miami and we always shock them, especially at home. You remember the Kenny Pickett game?
We called that before the year that they were going to beat Miami.
They're going to beat Miami, in my opinion.
I think that... Jeez. Here comes the USS Crowley with a foghorn blow.
USS TD.
I think it's Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami. I think that this is just a big, big environment. It's going to be on next Saturday. Big opportunity. Notre Dame's the most complete team. Georgia Tech, they run the ball. And Pitt stops the run.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're going to be, knock on whatever, healthy for that one.
But see, like for me, like what I put into it,
Georgia Tech's defense got shredded against NC State.
You could afford to lose against Notre Dame. That's what I put into mine.
Yeah, well, you can, but it's the kind of game that... It's the kind of game that Pitt just hasn't won.
Yeah, needs,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
To me, it's like, yeah, you look at the league race, you look at all those things. It's important, but you know, the biggest hang up with Pitt football is taking advantage of the spotlight. You know, we do great when, and we've had countless examples of rising to the occasion when no one thought we would. And in 2021, obviously, late in the season, answer the bell against Clemson, title game. This would be a top 10 team. You're going to be a home underdog. You know, ABC at noon, ESPN maybe. And you go out and beat a team that you probably shouldn't, but you're closer to than some of the upsets you've had. This would be it would be a divergent from recent Pitt football history.
Is this a bigger game than our 2009 Notre Dame matchup? If we think about the timing of it.
Yeah, well, I think this team, Notre Dame, this is a playoff team right now. That Notre Dame team was...
They were ranked.
They were ranked, but they were...
Were they like 15th?
They had a couple losses at the time, I think they did.
I think we're both undefeated, right?
Were we? I don't know if we were undefeated. We lost...
No,
we lost
Thursday Think Tank, brought to you by Google.
We lost NC State.
Yeah, NC State, that's right. We both had one losses.
These pesky NC Staters, they're all over this thing.
No, but Notre Dame was in the playoff last year. Like, Jimmy Clausen, Notre Dame was... They were underachievers. This Notre Dame team was a national championship team, you know, game last year. It's similar. It's not a big difference, but this is with a freshman quarterback to go beat this team, like
it is a significant win if Pitt can pull this off.
Look, think about it.
Yeah,
regardless of how the chips fall at the end of the year, you're looking at a preseason Heisman, top 10 Heisman candidate next year.
Definitely.
Like,
and a top 25 ranking next year to begin the season for Pitt.
Without question.
Yeah.
Thursday. And this Notre Dame game is a huge profile game.
Someone says more like Thursday stink tank. Good one.
Did they? Why are they listening then? That's my question. Like, you're listening, you're watching on YouTube and ripping us. Like, clearly, Like, do something else.
I'm tripping balls, Aaron.
Do something else.
Coming up next, we will finally talk about the Steelers' defense, something that Mike Tomlin said on Tuesday that I like. How sustainable is what they did on Saturday or on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts? 412-928-9370. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And then it's the wildly popular Quiz Callus segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
His relationship with the game. I think some of the things that you talk about when you first talk about the safety position are intangible qualities, are not necessarily things that you measure. He's got really good instincts. He's got really good passion for the game. He studies the game. And I think those are some things that really enable him to play back there. And that's such a major component of that position. His talents are obvious, you know, his tackling, his range, physicality. But the more subtle things, the intangible things, I think are the things that are exciting for us. Because as he gains more experience back there, it's reasonable to expect some of those talents to show up more frequently.
Mike Tomlin talking about Jalen Ramsey, who played 86% of his snaps on Sunday at safety, and the Steelers played one of the best games that a defense has played in the NFL this season. I like that Ramsey's going to remain there, at least for this game against the Chargers. Do you guys agree, and do you think what they did against the Colts can be sustainable?
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I think that clearly that it looked a lot better. He has a nice grasp of everything back there. You don't want to mess something up that went well, especially against one of the best teams in the NFL. I mean, that team was hot.
And hot.
They came in here, and the Steelers had a game plan for them. They created turnovers. I'd keep it the same.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, why mess with it at this point? That was a Colts team that could beat you multiple ways. The most impressive thing for me was they stopped the run and they took Tyler Warren out of the game. That was the biggest. If anything's going to be like, if I had to put a hook in one thing or a pin in one thing or two things that were like, if they can maintain that, if they can take a tight end out of the game, which they've struggled to do for a long, especially one that's been, you know, lauded. I wasn't very impressed with him personally. I really never have been, like, as a true tight end.
Really?
No, I mean, he never really played tight end in college. He's good, but he's not Brock Bowers.
No,
not even close.
No.
And I'm not just saying that because he went to Penn State. That adds to it, though. And they took Jonathan Taylor out of the game.
3.2 yards a carry.
They've been porous in run defense. So, if those two things are a byproduct of Jalen Ramsey at the safety position, you keep him there.
I'm with you. And what I've been saying all week is the violence he brought is so needed. He took Tyler Warren's head off early. He committed a penalty late, which I don't think he cares about. I think he just wanted to send a message after standing up on Saturday and addressing the team. Look, I don't know that he's going to be Rod Woodson or Charles Woodson, guys who moved to safety and then like advanced their Hall of Fame careers, but I think this keeps him in the league longer.
He could be.
And I won't rule it out.
Don't rule it out, man.
He's that good. He might have lost a step in man-to-man coverage, but he's more than fast enough to play safety, and he thumps dudes. He's got the body type for it. He played it at a high level at Florida State, too. I love it. I keep him there all year. Now, that worries you at corner because Slay, and then you got Echols. But JPJ, I thought, stepped up and played a good game. He had an interception. He had four passes defensed. He did commit two penalties, but that's part and parcel with what he does.
Yep. And I'm not just saying that because he went to Penn State.
So I liked it. I liked the simplicity. And they also blitzed a ton, but they played two high safeties, I think 50% of the time, like 47% of the time, and they kept the lid on the thing. Okay, you got enough athletes. Try it again against LA and see how it works.
Yeah, they played some variation. It looked to me like they played some two-man. They did some different things that help bracket receivers, but also they keep you – if you can stop the run that way, playing a two-shell, then the quarterback's going to have to hold the ball. Two man's notorious for that because you're getting initial matchups. You're not dropping in zone and giving underneath throws that are just going to dink and dunk you. And that's what you saw Daniel Jones back there holding it a little bit. And that's when big plays happen. That's when the strip sacks happen. And then, Cam getting his hands up too. I'll give him a lot of credit. I mean, he is one of the best ever at that. He may not always get there, but when he doesn't get there, he knows when it gets his hands up. It's only a matter of time. Obviously, they got a pick. That's good for a few picks a year.
How about Peyton Wilson flying through the air? He got up on that. It was the best game he's ever played. Yep. The two prior games, though, he looked pretty good, too. He's starting to round into form, and what a big difference that would make.
Yeah, I mean, he's a perfect two-man type player. He's a guy that could run the middle on a Tampa 2 and play almost a safety position. So, yeah, I mean, again, we talked last week, Crowley, when about the Jimmys and Joes and X's and O's and what the situation, it comes down to players making plays.
You nailed it, man. You really did.
I mean, it comes down to players making plays and putting them in a position where they understand what they're doing so they can play fast and play free. And that's what Terrell Austin did. And again, I give him a ton of credit along with Mike Tomlin for if it was a reduced schematic workload, they still were able to take the two. If you looked at the two concerns going into the game, they have a really good tight end in Tyler Warren, and they run the football well. I'm not really worried about Pierce and the rest of that group as much. I'm more worried about those two things because they have been kryptonite for the Steelers. Both of those were rendered basically hapless in the game, which is a credit to the staff and obviously to the players.
Texter writes in, the same guy that ripped on you before. He said, "Shut up, Pat. If we didn't like you, we wouldn't rip you."
My guy. Keep listening. Thank you.
We bust balls for a living, and we're very good at it.
But now we understand each other. See, a little back and forth is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's not a bad
thing. I love you too, man.
Yeah.
I love you, Pat.
Love you too, buddy.
Love you, Doran.
Love you, Doran.
Love you too.
Love you, Harry.
Harry, love you, buddy.
We love you, pal.
Come on now.
All right, put your hands up.
You can join Donnie Football and Jason Mackey at Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday for Fan Game Day from 5 until 8. Juicy burgers, wings, ice-cold beverages, the best pregame talk. Shiloh Plate and Pour on Mount Washington with Donnie and Mackey is the perfect place to meet before the game. Coming up next, wildly popular segment. It's our highest-rated segment every week, in fact. It's time to quiz Harry Callis. Oh, it is now time for the wildly popular Quiz Callis segment brought to you by insert sponsor name here.
Come on.
There are never more eyeballs on the YouTube stream or ears on our show than when we are doing Quiz Callis.
This isn't sponsored yet.
This should be an upsell for Awaken 180.
Well, we do have a floating Awaken read.
This should be brought to you by Awaken 180.
Mm-hmm. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Because I'm always the biggest loser.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Are you ready?
Sure.
First, though, the 50-minute mark on the fan. And maybe that's why. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township.
Top 25 college football teams. Top 25 college football teams.
Like ever or this year?
This right now.
He wasn't
top
done yet.
God, I looked them up.
The top 25. I give you the name of the team. Callus, you give me the team's nickname.
Jeez, and I thought.
Now, I will only have 12 of the top 25, but I'm not going to go in order. It's going to be a random 12 of the top 25 college football teams. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you get what the game is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Number one, Ohio State.
Buckeyes.
There you go. Good job. One for one. Number two, Indiana.
I wanted to say Pacers right away. The Seminoles.
The Seminoles. The Seminoles?
Now at quarterback for the Indiana Seminoles.
Is that right?
Antoine Randall L.
Yeah, Randall L. for the Seminoles. Here comes.
That is incorrect. Okay. That is incorrect. It is the Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Seminoles.
Number three, Texas A&M.
Longhorns.
That is incorrect. They are the Aggies.
What is an Aggie?
I think it's a dog.
It's hard to say.
I think it might be a dog. I don't know. But you are incorrect. Number four, Alabama.
Oh. Tide. Roll Tide. The Crimson Tide.
Yeah. Oh. Here we go. Good job. Good job.
We found
the Crimson
it.
Tide. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Number five, Oregon.
Ducks.
There you go,
good
kid.
Good job. All right. Good job, Callus.
Love it.
Number six, Texas.
Longhorns.
There you go.
Okay, that's the right
that
one.
That is. That is. All right. You're on a little roll here, Callus. All right. Number seven, Iowa.
Oh, I went over this one the other day. The Hawkeyes.
Yes. Wow.
He retained. This is great.
This is good. We're going somewhere. We're getting somewhere here. All right. Good job. Number eight, Washington.
The former name of the Commanders came to mind first, but where this is a...
Racism. He has now gone with the Native Americans.
That is true.
Are the Pacers Native Americans?
No, you said the Seminoles.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Washington. The Presidents.
This is in the...
The state of Washington.
The state of Washington.
Oh.
Not the District of Columbia, Callus.
Who knows? I don't know.
Native American.
The Washington Native Americans, that's it?
The Pacers. No, it's the Washington Huskies. You're wrong. All right, number nine, Georgia.
Bulldogs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
the Bulldog bite. All right, number 10.
What?
Rack and Willie. Remember Rack and Willie?
I understand that. That was so.
You're going to feel the Bulldog bite. All right, number 10, Virginia.
Hokies. No, wait. Why? What? Why are we laughing?
He said it quick.
You got to wait. You got to think.
Virginia.
It's a Thursday think tank.
Because I was looking at them because I know they lead the ACC right now, but the Virginias, they're not the Seminoles. No, that name was just coming to my mind.
He keeps saying it wrong, too.
Seminoles.
Seminoles.
There you go, fella.
Oh, Virginia Tech's the Hokies, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Virginia... the Virginia, I don't know.
You gotta say guess.
They have a horse with someone that rides it.
A cowboy.
It starts with a C.
Columbus.
Christopher.
I don't know.
The Cavaliers.
No.
Virginia Cavaliers. Number 11, Tennessee.
Oh, they're 25th. I saw that because they're right below Pitt. Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. All right, last but not least, number 12 of the SEC, Michigan.
Wolverines.
There you go. Bang. Good job.
I don't want to stop.
All right.
I want to do more.
What, you like the...
That was my favorite one of all time.
Hey, Indiana Seminoles.
What?
The Indiana Seminoles, Antoine Randall at quarterback.
And you've got...
He drops back to pass.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah. You've got Native Americans on the mind. Pacers are Native American.
Well, yeah, because when we did Indiana, I was like, oh, my first intuition was to say Pacers.
You're...
So, no, I'm not thinking Native
Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, the next head coach of the Indiana Seminoles, Kurt Cignetti.
What's their school? The Seminoles?
Florida State.
Florida State.
Really?
Pitt beat them.
On this station.
Florida's the Gators. That's right. So Florida State is different. Got it.
A term, an Aggie is primarily a term for a student or graduate of an agricultural college.
That's right.
You thought it was a dog.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Shortened form of an agriculturalist. But they do have a dog that wears like a...
Okay.
A drape as their mascot. Yeah.
USC, Southern California.
Their nickname? The game's still going?
Yes.
Yeah, one I think more. It should keep going because it's too good.
The...
Where'd the music go?
You put one of these on whenever you want to have relations.
A condom? God.
Yes.
The USC condoms? No, you're lying to me.
Oh, my God. Just think about the brand. Oh, my God.
Oh, Trojans.
Yes.
Yeah. Trojans.
Tonight, they're taking on the condoms.
It's the Indiana Seminoles against the USC condoms.
The USC Bearskins.
I get it.
The ribs.
Yes, ribbed.
My God.
For maximum feels.
Can we please go to the next break? Put your hands up, guys.
There's no porn on my computer.
Texas Tech.
Oh, I don't know.
The Red Raiders.
Coming up next, Ben Roethlisberger complained in his own special way. Did he have a reason why that was valid? Good tease. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 53, low of 37. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 38, 75% chance of rain. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.